All right. Good evening to those people who participate with this call through BBS Radio. Thank you for participating with us. We have a bunch of people. We have a bunch of call phone line, and we have a good. We created a great atmosphere. We've been sharing a lot of group hugs tonight, and I think we're having a fantastic time. I heard Wynn and come in a minute ago. Good evening, Wynn.
Hi, hi. Is this Terry here?
Terry is not here yet. Oh. Here she is. Talking about the angel. Here she is.
Hi.
Hello, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry. You missed our group hugs.
Well,
was that
do it again, I would say.
Yeah. Terry needs a group hug. I know she does.
All right, so here we go. Let's give each other all a big hug. 3, 2, 1, here we go.
Ooh.
How's that feel?
Does that feel good, Terry? I know it
feels
does.
Good, yeah.
Good evening, Tyson, everyone.
Hello, Lisa.
Hi,
Lisa. Hi. From San Francisco.
All right. How are you, Lisa?
Lisa, your voice sounds good tonight. Are you feeling better?
Oh, good.
Are you just fooling us?
No, I'm feeling better today than I have.
Did you get those hemp parts for me?
I sure did, and I've been wanting to let you know. But I can't even email or accept any email. My computer needs repair. And it's been on my mind to let you know. It's delicious.
Yeah. And any shifts in your health yet?
I don't know if I'm responding to it. It's kind of hard to tell. But
okay.
I'm responding to the taste.
I know. I get addicted to it. Terry likes it. Except
yeah.
she stopped taking it for a while because she thought she was going to have a DNA test.
Oh.
And so she was afraid. They think she was smoking marijuana.
Really?
Yeah, because you know hemp is the same thing as the basis for marijuana.
Oh, the
okay?
THC would come in, would show up.
But the THC and they couldn't sell it legally if it had THC in it.
Oh.
But if somebody's taking a lot, there might be a tiny bit of THC, and if you're taking a lot of those stuff. Okay, guys, you wonder what we're talking about. I'm going to send you an email out on it. It's like I went to the local health food store, the small one, not the big one, in Sedona, and I picked up this thing there, and the guy said, that's our most popular product. Everyone keeps buying it. And so I took it, and I bought it, and it's a seed. It's a seed that from the same plant that marijuana comes from, but it's not. It's legal. It doesn't have anything psychedelic in it, and it is like the most nutritious seed of anything out there. And a lot of people have a lot of healings and stuff with it. So. From hemp.
I think
yeah.
Hemp seeds are listed as one of the most nutritious foods in the world. I think it is number
yeah.
one.
Yeah, number one. It's got protein, it's got enzymes, and, you know, if you put it in a drink in the morning, I don't get hungry for hours. It's like, it's one of those things that goes immediately into your system. I can feel.
What is the name of it?
Hulled hemp, hemp seeds. And if you can't find it locally, I mean, this guy told me hemp hearts.
Yeah, it's actually
hemp
hearts.
Hemp hearts is the name of it. And you can look it up on this website, but they don't sell it. Hempparts.com. You can read all the testimonials from people that have had health benefits from it. And the local health food store in Sedona does mailing. So if you can't find it locally, just call him up and he'll mail it to you. It's not that expensive. It's about $16 for a pound.
Thank you.
You can buy it online, too, you know. They have organic hemp seeds online.
Right.
Is that brand supposed to be better than other brands or something?
Well, he said it was. You know what? If you're going to buy it online, you might as well buy it from my local health food store. I told him one day I was going to announce it, and he said, I said, will you donate $1 from everyone that orders? And he said he would. So it's
wow.
Not a
What's
huge...
What's the name of the health food store?
It's called Rinze's. I just looked it up. Here's the phone number. Are you ready? 928-204-2185. And his name is Rinzai, okay? And just whoever answers, tell him that Wynn referred you. Okay?
There's an email also.
And his email?
Yeah, there's an email, roger@hempheart.com.
Yeah, well, no, that's different, though. That's the Canadian company. Oh. And they won't sell you one, okay? They wholesale, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Rinzai's website is rinzaismarket.com. RINZAISMARKET.com.
Do you redo that,
please? RINZAISMARKET.com.
Thank you.
But you know what? If you can get it locally, get it locally because, you know, if you get it from Rinzai's, he'll charge you $16, but then you're going to have to pay probably $5 postage. If you can find it locally, just donate $5 postage to us, and then we make more money.
You got to start the recording, Wynn.
I didn't want to put this on the recording, but thank you for reminding me. You know what? I'm really a good salesman, and I'm embarrassed sometimes to be a good salesman when the tape is running. It's like, you know, I don't know who's listening, and I'm more comfortable talking to you guys because we have kind of become family. And, you know, sometimes it's scary. They said, you know what? I probably am going to come back and join you all in another lifetime. And, you know, I don't know, in the book I read on Akhenaten, he said he'd be meeting the same people in other lifetimes, but he wouldn't know, they wouldn't really know it, okay? So I said, oh my God, I've got to go through another lifetime with Dwayne?
It's a lot more than one more.
You're not getting rid of him.
At least we'll recognize Wynn when we see him again.
Well, I do think, just remember to look for the guy with the big nose. I keep coming back with big noses. So, but you won't remember that I told you. You won't remember that I told you that, okay? So the best thing is to graduate this lifetime. So I don't know if you. I think we asked this question. I know I'm going to start the recorder. Here we go. Just a second.
By the way, it's already being recorded on CBS.
No, I know. But it's not being recorded. Usually, the stuff on Spirit Channel is not being recorded. Recording. Okay, get ready.
This conference is being recorded.
All right, this is October 30th. Hey, is tomorrow Halloween?
Yep,
okay. Just checking. This is October 30th, 2013, Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And now Jim is calling himself Sedona Jim. I hope that doesn't mean Oh, that doesn't mean I have to call myself Sedona Wynn.
Terry from Tucson is calling me Sedona Terry.
She is. Okay.
He is.
Okay. So
I call him Tucson Terry.
In any case, I just had something I was going to say. You know what? I'm thinking, you know, well, one of these guys going to send all the money? And I said, oh, wait a second. I got to get some rich people paying attention to me, and they'll send money. I have to figure out how you guys can make money. I might be getting close. For those of you that need to make money, I might be getting close on it, because I've had that in the back of my mind that, you know, as unimportant as money is in one level, on the other level, it's very important. And one of the reasons the negative has so much control over this realm is because they control money. And there's one thing about controlling money, maybe that's not so obvious, but when you have money coming in and you don't have to worry about money, you have time and you can create and you can make long-range plans. And the negative has that luxury. And usually the positive, in general, doesn't. So money is very important for creating freedom in the physical realm. And, you know, in this realm, people are always putting their finances in the light, and this in the light, and that in the light. And the bottom line is you got to create the pathways to create money or to find value. You don't have to have a lot of money. You actually, believe it or not, there's ways to have time without having a lot of money. For example, if you're one of those people that's really friendly, and I know people that have done this, you know, there's people that are lonely, that are older, that have rooms, and they're just, if you meet one of them, they're so happy to give you a room to stay in to help take care of them a little bit. And, you know, if you find somebody that's well-to-do, then they'll be more than happy to pay you, to feed you, as long as you keep a really good energy. You know, if you're doing it for the money, the energy goes down. But if you do it out of service, then the money, people will be very generous out of gratitude if they're the right person to, you know, take care of somebody that's taking care of them. People do need each other. People need people. And it's the way. You know, there's co-creation and codependence. It's the way that we let ourselves need each other that creates a reason to be alive, to have a life. What good is it if no one cares about you? What good is it if you're not contributing to anyone? Why be here? So if you're going to be here, you can have fun, you can travel, you can do this. And some of you have come to the place where even that's boring. It's like, it's boring for me at this point. I mean, I've done it. I've done lots of traveling around this country. And, I could still do it. It could still be exciting. It's still fun. But to travel for the sake of traveling is boring. If I have a reason to travel, if I'm doing workshops, if I'm meeting with people, if I'm making a movie, then it's fun to travel because it's part of it. But traveling in of itself, I mean, Terry was telling me how our mother, Terry's mother, you've heard us talk about Terry's mother, And Terry's mother was one wild lady. And when she was fairly young, she got into an old, she got a car. And I don't know where she got her money, but she had an Oldsmobile, was it, Terry?
It was a brand new Oldsmobile with a rumble seat. And she took a long, long vacation from work at the height of the Depression. And, like, she had a job, but she took, like, months of vacation and just traveled 20,000 miles visiting Yellowstone and California and all over. She had one heck of a good time. She did alone, too.
She didn't even have a dog like John Steinbeck, did she?
No. She just took off all by herself.
John Steinbeck was a famous writer, and, what's his most famous book, Terry? Do you know?
No.
No. Carla knows. Carla would know. John Steinbeck.
Grapes of Wrath.
Grapes of Wrath. Okay. I know he wrote a story called Of Mice and Men, which was made into a movie, but that was not one of his the most famous of his books. But he had a book called Travels with Charlie, where he traveled around the country with his dog. And you know, at one point in my life, I really identified with traveling all the time because traveling always kept me free, kept me unencumbered. And, you know, I identified with people like Woody Guthrie. You know, he was a thing you know a lot. I got to discipline myself. Now who knows? Woody Guthrie was a famous songwriter, and he wrote this. This Land Is Your Land, If I Had a Hammer. He wrote some classic songs. And he used to travel all the time and perform for the migrant workers in the Dust Bowl and who were struggling to make a living. And he was a hero for them. And then his songs became classics. But he played music and wrote for the common man, and people got it, you know? And we have a call tonight. Now, we told you about Hemp Hearts. Somebody who's listening to the recording, just go to hempparts.com. Look it up yourself. We won't tell you anymore. And it is 6:18. We'll see if we have any last-minute questions. Terry, do I sound good now?
You're okay.
I'm not great?
Well, there's a little bit of distortion, but it's not bad.
Is that better now?
Yeah.
That's better. I moved the microphone a little away from the phone, right? Okay.
That's a little better, yeah.
Okay. Well, first of all, it is just nice to have you all on the line and feeling the loving energy that surrounds us all. And it's really great when you all get on with each other before the call and you have such conviviality. And, you know, there's things, I said, you know, again, I'm going to keep hitting myself every time I just say, you know, there's things that we're supposed to do together. Not that we're supposed to, because that creates fate. There's a momentum that keeps building that there's ways to connect with each other. It's very important to make personal connections. It grounds the energy. And we can't meet with each other, or not easily, because we're all over the place. But there's ways to connect, and sometimes I bring them up and I say them and I don't follow through. And one of the reasons is that I'm really limited on time and energy. And things that would be easy for me to do, I know how to do them and what to do. I start to do them and I realize it's going to take this much energy and this much time. And this is these many phone calls per week. And so I let it go because I'm afraid that I will just blow it. I'll get irresponsible. Or irresponsible, I mean, I have a predisposition to that. And one of the ways to become irresponsible is to take too much on. And we are busy. We do a lot. So in any case, there's the easy thing is to join Team Shift. And, you know, what is Team Shift? It's just a group of five people to get together every day on the phone. And it's kind of fairly loosely structured. So it may be more than five, maybe less than five. It may be some people participate three times a week. Some people participate every day. And it's not, you know, regimented. And the idea is to have a group of people that get to know each other, that get to be a community, and learn to bring the light energy in without Gary or myself or Hise holding the space for it. Because you really don't need us. But you know, it's one of those things that you have to learn. You don't need us. I mean, people have a predisposition to think that every time they come on the calls, it's this energy happens because of us. Well, we've learned to hold space for that energy. And as we learn it, and as you participate in it, you learn it. And at some point, you'll hold that space for other people. And, you know, if this realm is ever going to graduate as a whole, it's going to be because people have learned to hold the space for other people who hold the space for other people. Sooner or later, there's going to be a huge amount of new people on this call. Huge. And you folks who have learned to hold the energy, if you choose to, are going to help hold the energy for the new people and to make them feel comfortable. Because I can't do it. You know, I can hold energy for lots and lots of people. This is what I've learned on these calls. But people need, how can I say it? People need to also talk to people in a personal sense. And it's not easy to find people in one's life to hold energy with. Unless you happen to be very involved and you have those people already. Not easy. And when these new people come in, there's going to be all kinds of opportunities for those of you who have been on the line to work with them. And, you know, we'll have to try to figure out how to do that in the most efficient way. And I think the hardest aspect of working with someone new who is first discovering this is learning how to hold for them without getting pulled into their energy. And because when you're a novice at this, you want to be nice, you want to be liked, you want to be friendly, and you lose your boundaries. And people move into your space, and you let them come in. And then when you find yourself encroached on, I'm sure many of you have had this experience, when you feel like you've let someone in your space and you're encroached on, and you try to set up a boundary and push them out of your space, or at least so you control when they're in and when they're out, when you try to push them out, they get mad at you. They just they want to stay in the middle of everything. So I'm learning that, and you're learning that. And if you're not, just pay attention to it, and you will. Because it's a fine line on how to be compassionate, how to be caring, how to create benefit for someone else by your existence in their life, and keeping a boundary so you don't lose yourself or you don't give more than you can afford with other people. And I have to do that. Terry has to do that. You have to do that. And on that note, I think we're ready to start. And I mean, we're not ready to start, but we're ready to be not ready. Right, Terry?
Right. We just show up.
We just show up, right. We're the show-up gang. We're all the show-up gang. You guys are showing up. So, that's all. Did you know I might have to come back? Did you hear me talking at the beginning? I don't think you were on. I was saying I might have to come back and meet Twain again. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I won't have to come back, but I'll do it. Just because I love him. Okay. In any case, that's why people come back, because there's people you care about here. And if you didn't come back and find those people, then they may even get stuck in this realm for millions of years. Maybe longer, I don't know. You get stuck for millions of years. And then you go through these travesties where your soul gets fragmented, and then they have to help put it back together again. And you go through the dark ages where no one, you know, everyone is hiding because they'll kill you if they find you. And then you find a group of enlightened people, and they say, oh, these guys all understand, thank goodness, okay? So if people didn't come back, no one would ever find those enlightened people, okay? So, in any case, let's get started.
You're assuming that Twain's coming back. He might
You're right. Maybe he's not. He might not be coming back.
Right.
Let's see. Who on the line's coming back? No, I'm not going to tell. I don't know. I mean, I think that those of you that are participating on this line and feeling a sense of community and are finding opportunities to be kind to each other in an authentic way are not going to come back to 3D. Okay? I don't think so. I think that that qualifies you just that much, your heart's open. And if you're not there yet, join Team Shift. And we'll find more ways to make contributions that can help that process. So, Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. And any negative be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our solar system, and then through Earth, then through our bodies, into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, this is Ra'an. This is the 30th of October, 2013. And we feel love. We essence love. We impart love, and it is directly to each and every person here that is open to receive it, that wants to receive it, that wants to be touched. And this means so much to us to be able to have this moment in time. And we were looking earlier as Wim was doing the invocation, and we were seeing various stucknesses and eddies within the technology of the and the interface with the technology of the individuals in the Earth sphere, the eddy, the vortex of the family watching the TV, and the TV being on for various periods of time, and to corral their attention to the TV and the attention of the media, the attention to what is being said in the media, and the hooking of people's attention. And it is a panoply of vortexes all woven together. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. And our first question for tonight is Marilyn, Pennsylvania. And the question is, what is the strand or cord that is connected to our body in the spirit world? Many people talk about it. They refer that there's this cord, and that when you die, you go up that cord, and our soul is connected to us through that cord. And how did that get designed? That was from Marilyn, and there is a couple more questions she's asked related to that. Well, let's ask that much.
Thank you. When one has a connection to the body, they have a woven, we look for the words for this, set of vectors that are connecting. They are short connectors that are woven together that connect the body and the spirit, the body and the soul, so that the individual, when they leave, for instance, if they go exterior, if they have a near-death experience, they are still connected to the body through the silver cord. And this will help orient them to find the way back to the body. In some cases, when the individual leaves and the attention snaps between the body and the soul, then they can have a hard time finding the way back. And sometimes when they do find the way back, they will find it difficult to restart the body, because the body has, when it loses this connection, it loses its connection to the life force, the major life force. And then the body begins to fail, to not breathe, to begin to become cold. It is the tie-in connection that tethers the body and the soul.
Thank you. when you die, what happens to this cord?
When you die, one of the things that happens to this cord is the cord is cut. It snaps as the individual is losing its connection with the body. There are some individuals who are within the body. They are located within the body, and when the body fails, they keep the cord with them in the body. And so these individuals oftentimes can have their life of their body restarted because they have not broken that connection. Their life could be started after the body was cold, and it could take perhaps a half an hour after the body death, or an hour even. The body could still be restarted when the individual is within the body or coming back to the body has still the tether tied. If the tether is broken, then they can still reconnect that tether and come back. However, it is less likely after the tether is broken.
Lynn?
I'm here. I was muted. Thank you. Next question. And this is from who? This is from Maurice, I think, in Pennsylvania. Hi, Maurice. He asked a question about what is the mystery of the Bigfoot or Yeti found wild in parts of America and by other names in different parts of the world, including Indonesia. DNA samples taken from pieces of hair show them to be 99% human and 1% unknown. They seem to be intelligent and avoid human contact. Some seem to live in underground tunnels, possibly made by UFOs, who probably brought them here to Earth. Can you explain their origin and reason for being here on Earth? And I would like to mention that there was a very fascinating thing that came up in the raw material that said Bigfoot. Now, again, I'm quoting a channel material. That doesn't mean it's true. But it was interesting to think about. Maybe I'll add it, and we'll get a further enlightenment on it. That Bigfoot was created by the Ra group in order to ensure that if there was a nuclear holocaust on this planet, that the Bigfoot could survive through it and continue. So on that note, I'm going to turn it over to Terry and our sources and see what they say. Thank you.
Thank you. The Bigfoot is the cross between a part human and a part animal. A part of a species of ape, or a part of the species of part human and part animal that is similar to a chimpanzee. And these animals are very strong, and they can have intelligence enough to survive. They are normally more hairy, and when their DNA is measured, they have the DNA of dogs slimly or very small part human and other part of an animal, and they are from the distant past where they were crossbred and were able to survive in the wild and then procreate in the wild. They stay away from humans. However, there was a case in Russia where one was captured and was trained and became a part of the community and did have human children from human fathers, and the human children then were normal. However, they were very strong. The mother had to have the baby taken away at birth because of the way that the mother cared for the baby by immersing the baby in river water made it impossible for the survival of the child, because the human part of the child was unable to withstand the conditions that the Yeti or the Bigfoot was able to stand. That is an answer.
Thank you very much. Next question. This is from Tree. And in the reading on the web, there are talk about the Galactic Federation of Planets. And Carla talked about the Galactic Federation of Planets. And then other people talk about the Galactic Federation of Light. And are both of these groups positive? Do they both exist? And do they have a role in our solar system?
These groups do exist, and the Federation of Light is the group that is positive and helps the coordination and governing of the solar system and other planets in the connection between them. The Galactic Federation is the name of various federations that have existed over a long period of time, and at times they have been positive, at times they have been negative, and they have had their own agenda, and at times it has helped with the coordination of space travel, with the rules for entry and exit from planets, and we as the Elohim are of a different frequency than they are, and the Earth at this time is known to them and under a quarantine, and there are rules for entry and exit, and there are rules that have to do with the warlike nature of various societies on the planet, and therefore Earth is separated out from knowledge of these federations.
Thank you. Next question. This is from Ron. He's in Guatemala. He's in maybe Central or South America. I think it's Guatemala. And I feel like a child coming back to hear a story I have heard many, many times, yet I need to give answer just one more time. Surely it will be told in a different way. Why am I here, and what is this communication for? Love, light, run.
Thank you. We can answer in the general tone, and you can fill in the details. You are here to fulfill a quest that you had before you came here. You are here to learn how to fulfill yourself when you have a desire to connect with others, to feel love, to feel the caring of another for you. And there are times in the past, in other lives, when you have not achieved what you needed and wanted, and you long to learn to put the elements together to overcome the challenges, to meet the challenges, and to succeed, and to ultimately connect with your family of man, and to be a part of it and know you are loved, and to overcome the difficulties that one finds in the third density, the challenges that are there, to know that this time you can meet the challenge, you can make it go right. And we suggest that as you do this, you realize that in the striving is a lot of the answer, and that in the third density, you remember who you are. You remember that you are the one that is the source of what you are doing. And the physical things around you are props, so that you can strive forward. And if a prop breaks down, you are still there. And you still are in the game, even though the things around you at some points have stopped supporting you. You are there. And this, when one realizes it, is the ultimate, that even if elements of the game do not come outright, you are there, and this, you are source, and this is very fulfilling. This is an answer that the props, that the circumstances may go wrong, but you are the resource, you are the source of the life to make it go. And if it doesn't, which in the end it may not for people, because they end up with a disease where they may not have the wherewithal within that particular body to continue, they are the strong source. They are the source. And to be, learn to be strong within that, and that you continue, and that the game continues, although maybe with different players or different pieces. But the game and the challenge and the fulfillment continues as you write the script. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Tom Hammett. And in a recent call, it was indicated that there's a mention of ancient plants. Can the sources recommend any plants that have spiritual benefit for people?
Give us a moment. The rose, in its delicate smell, in its beauty, can bring, both in the scent and in the vision of it, a happy synergy with the people around. That is one example, the beauty of the hollyhock, the beauty of the violet, the beauty of the lilac. We see that these can be uplifting.
Thank you. Our source is still with us.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. We got time for one more question. This is from Matt Savino. Hey, I know I've been asking a lot of questions recently, but this one is probably most important to me. The question is, I've been meditating for at least every day for the past few months. Recently, I've been reaching what seems to be a new level, where I come to a trance-like state where I feel more connected, during the second half of the meditation. Last week, in this trance-like state, I had a strange experience where I felt a pressure on the right side of my head. The best way I could describe what happened next was like an energy vortex opening up in my head, angled outward on the right side, made up of a deep bluish-greenish colors. After this experience, my whole energetic body felt way more balanced, and my mental states have been calmer and more balanced as well ever since. Is there a way to describe what occurred?
Thank you. There was a realigning of aspects of the lower self, and they went more into harmony, which with the higher self were able then to connect with the body in a more harmonious way. Thank you.
Were there higher intelligences working with Matt when he had that experience?
Yes.
Can he know who it was? I'm sure he would ask that.
Thank you. Give us a moment. We were working with the alignment. This is Bob.
Thank you. Okay. We are going to bring this call to a close. You know, one evening I'm going to do, I know that they can work with you and they can lift things. And I know they can do stuff while you're dreaming and look for ways to invoke lifting some of your karmic patterns so they can be worked on in your dreams rather than have to go work them out in this realm, especially if it's difficult karma. So that would be a really good thing to learn about. And as we just heard, you know, Matt was meditating and asking, and he had some help. I think they wanted to say something. We have about 30 seconds left. Maybe not.
Thank you. One of the things one can do is before they go to sleep is to relax and let the mind drift, go into your own space. And then ask what it is that you wish more information about, and this will set up the dream state.
Thank you. Thank you all for being here. Thank you, our sources. And thank all the volunteers. And thank you all who made little donations after last Sunday's call. And it does make a difference. And anytime, you know, occasionally, I think there's a donation thing on the bottom today. Anytime you feel like putting in a couple dollars, $3, $5, if you're well-to-do, hundreds of dollars, it's going to a good cause. And on that note, we're going to unmute everybody, and we'll see you next time. Hang on, here we go. Oh my God.
Your conference recording has stopped.
Thank you so much.